It is so. It is so. So often we have the experiences of our life and we say, it ain't so, it ain't so. It can't be so, but it is so. It is up to us to make our choices as to what is so. What is our choice in life? What is our choice to be? For whatever we say, it is so about it. It is so. I walk with my dog and I say under my breath, Rudy, I love you. Come walk with me. I say it once or twice. And then the next moment, he's walking right next to me. I say all is in divine order in my life. And it is so. And as I look at my life, it is all in divine order. All is going beautifully and wonderfully. All is functionally so perfect, so fantastic, that it is a joy to experience. These are the things that make life so exciting, so wonderful, when we say it is so. When we say it is so and know that it is so. Now, it's not a matter that we're looking at things to see if it is so. It's a matter that it is so, and we are observing and being aware of the fact it is so. It is true. When I say I am independently wealthy, it is so. And then I let it go. Now, how soon will I experience my independent wealth? How soon will I experience the joy of abundance in my life? The moment I say it is so. Then I begin to enjoy it. I was looking at a computer on the Apple computer parade, and it's the MacBook, the latest one that they have out. And I would surely love to have that. I'm ready for an upgrade on my computer. And it's about $1,500, and it's really quite a fantastic little computer. But I don't have the money in my pocket at the moment to buy it. And it's on the market, but it's not available. I can order it on the market, but it won't come for a while. So I know that I will have abundance in a short time, and it is so. So whatever I hold out as my abundance, whatever I say it will be done, then it'll be done. But why do I wait? Why don't I just enrapture myself with whatever it is I believe is mine now, whatever I believe is it is so for me now, and enjoy it? Well, truly, that's what I am doing. I don't have the new computer yet, but I'm reading all about it. I'm learning all about it. And by the time that I'm ready for it, because I'm ready to use it, knowing all of its wonderful possibilities, then it will be there. You can be sure of that. But I don't have to do that. I can say it is there. It is done. It is there now. And so it is. Then it is. In my perfect health. I don't want to say I wait for my perfect health. I'm going to be healthy tomorrow. Or I'm going to be healthy as soon as I order some pills from someplace. I say right now, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am done. I am whole and perfect. It is so. It is so. And if I can say it is so about everything in my life, then everything in my life is what I experience. If I can say it is so about every detail of my life, then every detail of my life is done. It's just a matter of that. No more, no less, because I put the cause in motion by my word. I speak my word, and my word brings forth the truth in me. My word brings forth the reality in me. My word brings forth all that is and all that ever will be. It's not a matter that I'd like it to be so. It's a matter that so it is. It is so. If I say I have a friend, my friend exists right now in my soul, in my heart, in my being. If I say I have the most wonderful dog in the world, that wonderful dog stands right by me and is a joy in my heart. If I say I have the most wonderful associates, the most wonderful associates that anyone can ever have, so it is that I am surrounded by the most wonderful associates that anyone could ever have. It is just a matter of what I say so it is about. what I say, so it is about in my life for the experiences that I know, the life that I know. I can never say too much. I like me. I'm happy. I like me. I like me. I like me. I can never say that too much. I can never say too much that this world is a wonderful world. I can never say too much that everything in this world is beautiful. And everybody in this world is beautiful, and all the circumstances of this world are beautiful. And as I say that, that's what my life is filled with. And when I choose to be a sincere, honorable person at all times, I will be surrounded by sincere, honorable people. And that's the case right now. I'm surrounded by sincere, honorable people at all times, in every circumstance. So it is. So it is that my life is the outpicturing of what my thought is all about. So it is that my world is the outpicturing of what is going on in my consciousness. What is going on in my consciousness? What is going on in your consciousness? What is going on anywhere in this world? It's what our thought is all about. What thought do you have? You have the opportunity to have the finest thoughts in the world. You have the opportunity to be the most sincere, most responsible monk, you might say, because they're always thinking beautiful thoughts. And when you think of a priest, you think of someone who is always thinking beautiful thoughts. When you think of a divine person, you think of someone who is always living in their divinity. When you think of a good mother, you're thinking of a mother who is always looking for the best for her children. When you think of the ideal father, you think of that person who has first and foremost in his life, his family, his world. When you think of a grandmother or a grandfather, you think of a joyous person who brings happiness into the lives of their grandchildren. When you think of any of these things, whatever the ideal is, whatever the expectation is, whatever the realization is, that's what life is. Whatever we believe it to be, whatever we say, so it is. For life is only a revelation of so it is. Life is only a revelation of our ideal self. Sometimes we get off the track of what our ideal self is, but we can get right back on again. And we are only known that we are on again, that we are on the track, that we are living the life of our purity and our goodness. And we say, so it is all the time. We know it. We live it. We are it. We delight in it. And as we know it, live it, are it, and delight in it, it is our only experience. It is our only joy. It is our only happiness. It is our only magic. It's the magic that you and I are all the time. I like me. I live in a wonderful world. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. I'm independently wealthy. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. It doesn't matter whether I'm 2 or 92. My body functions perfectly all the time. All the years of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My ideal spirit, mind, and body, perfect and whole in every way, and so it is. What do I claim for myself? What do I know for myself? What am I for myself? That's all that matters. Whatever I say I am for myself, that is all that matters. And that's all that ever will matter. And how wonderful that is. Right now I'm sitting here on top of the mountain, overlooking Far Valley. And I see a slight haze in the sky, a few clouds here and there. But everything is clear and beautiful, a warm and a lovely day. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to live. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to express myself. I say so it is, and this life is glorious and good now. Have a wonderful day, and know that with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my being, I say of you, I love you. I love you. I love you. And so it is.